Good to see you, Steve Dale. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, too. It's and always good to see you.
Get to see you in studio, too, which is a rare thing these days.
No more.
We get to see Steve Dale, and I just can't wait to hear what you have to say, because you mentioned to me that you not only have pet news today, you have human news involving yourself. This is a big deal.
Yeah, I haven't talked about this publicly yet, and it just happened a couple days ago. I received a phone call. I had signed up. I had forgotten I had done this for a clinical trial for the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I get a phone call out of the blue. Who picks up their phone when they don't know the number? But I did. And he explains who he is from Moderna, one of the companies that's doing this. And he asked me some questions about all sorts of different things. Have you had this? Are you on this drug? All these questions. Mm-hmm. And I apparently answered right. I must have studied or something. I don't know. But I got it right. And he said, well, you're just what we're looking for. I said, for what?
You didn't even know going in what that was about.
Sure. And they said, well, the vaccine. We're going to try you out. And it's really fascinating because I got it. I got the vaccine.
Okay. Did it hurt?
No.
Normal shot?
No,
what was it?
It's a vaccine. It was an injection. It was a shot. And mm-hmm. it felt like, you know, you would, if you got a flu shot, mm-hmm. same thing. In fact, the needle was tiny. I barely felt it. And the person doing it has done it a few times. So there are 300 people in Chicago in this trial. I was number 290-something, so I was mm-hmm. one of the last ones. It ended today, actually. 3,000 people across the country.
Hmm.
And this is phase 3 for this particular trial. And what makes this vaccine interesting? I mean, the science is fascinating to me.
It is.
So, most of our vaccines are what we call killed vaccines. They take a part of, for example, the influenza vaccine. Mm-hmm. You can't really get the flu, not really, from a flu vaccine because it's a killed virus. It's not a live virus they're giving you,
mm-hmm.
your body still builds up antibodies and other things to fight this off. Some vaccines, I think, are still live vaccines. This is different. They're taking a part of the RNA strand of the SARS coronavirus that causes COVID-19. They're taking a little strand of RNA, and they're duplicating it in a lab somehow, and then they're sticking it in your arm.
Hmm.
Or I got saline. Because it's placebo, too, right? So there's a group that really get the vaccine, and then there's a group that is not really getting the vaccine, the placebo. And what's really interesting to me, so I asked, of course, I said, it's now 2 in the afternoon. I'm getting the vaccine in about 10 minutes. At 3 o'clock, will I still be alive? And just little questions like that.
I'm sure they love that.
And they laughed, and they said, we think so. It turns out the adverse responses so far are about split 50-50, sore arm, swelling at the injection site, feeling a little nauseous, a low-grade fever even, and it's about 50-50 between the placebo group and the people that got the real vaccine. And it didn't surprise me because I learned back in biology about the placebo effect, which is exactly what this is. So people think they're going to get sick.
Well, you can still get a sore arm or from the...
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the special injection.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. They must have loved you too, because it sounds like you asked an awful lot of questions. And I know doctors love that. Like, they're like, okay, all right, okay. I do the same thing. You know, my reporter background. They're like, okay,
exactly.
Get out of my office.
Exactly.
You're done.
Exactly.
Got your shot.
And I'm fascinated by this stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. It is fascinating. So how long will it last? How will they monitor you weekly?
So this is one of those vaccines you have to get a booster for. So in a couple of weeks, I have to go back. And hopefully I'll still be around. And I go back. And so far I've had no reactions whatsoever. I downloaded an app. And every night I fill out all these questions in the app.
Hmm.
How am I feeling? I have to take my temperature every night.
Mm-hmm.
And once I think I did it wrong because it was 43.6. I don't think that's right. So I had to do it again because that wasn't right at all, clearly. So I have to fill out all the stuff every single night, and then in 2 weeks I go back, they give me another injection, then I fill out all the stuff again. This will go on for 2 years. In a year, I will get another vaccine unless this vaccine is approved or another vaccine is approved. And probably some vaccine or maybe more than one, will be approved within the next year.
When is it okay for me to cough on you? Can I cough on you?
Well, I don't know.
Don't know yet.
I may have gotten the... Oh. I probably did get the
placebo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't know.
I don't.
All right, we've got... The phone lines are already lighting up for pet questions, and we got to get...
Sure.
We covered the human part, and that's really cool that you're participating in it, because that's... They need volunteers.
Well, right. And I think... I mean, so many people have said, I wouldn't do that, and that's fine, but... If everyone said that,
mm-hmm.
then we wouldn't have a vaccine.
You need thousands and thousands of people, as you just pointed out, you know, per different trial. So that's so super cool. And thank you for sharing your experience. Continue to let us know. Pet news and your questions for Steve Dale. Steve is now on new time slot, Sundays.
Oh, yes. This is my first Sunday. I'm on from 1 to 3. Not doing pet stuff. I'm just doing radio like you do radio.
Yeah.
And my guests include... Alison Armgren, you remember her from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was not nice on the show. Her character wasn't.
And but she is?
I will find out.
Know.
And she was voted the least liked person ever on television. Ever!
Oh!
And her agent was telling me how people have actually thrown things at her
on the
street. But who doesn't love Lucy? And Lucille Ball, secretary, is actually a friend of mine.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. Name dropper you.
Yes.
That is awesome.
So Wanda Clark, that's her name, she will be on the show, as well as John Landecker.
Oh!
We're going to find a new middle name for him. I don't think records is right anymore.
No, he's got to change it.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
I'm with you on that. Let's go to Lori, and she's got a question for you, and then we'll talk about the midlife crisis that dogs face, okay?
Yes.
Lori, what's your question for Steve?
Hi there.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations. I love my Sunday radio.
Thank you.
Well, I have a problem with my dog. She's a Dachshund mix.
Uh-huh.
And I have a mouse in my house. I know there's no such thing. I did catch one. And needless to say, they're in my kitchen. My Hazel, it takes a lot to coaxing her just to get her onto my kitchen floor. She smells them. I'm kind of thinking about getting a cat, but
well, you know what? The truth is that so here you have a dog that was bred to go after mice and doesn't want a thing to do with them. And the truth is that you might get a cat who feels the same way. Odds are that cat will actually dispense with the mouse or mice really fast. I'm all for you adopting a cat. Trust me. Having said that, an exterminator might be your best choice.
You know what? I have done that in the past. And we had a stray cat in our neighborhood, but I haven't seen it this year, so I have a feeling it's no longer around after a few years. But I've been taking Hazel into PetSmart and places like that so she can smell many cats, because I don't want a kitten. And if I find a cat that she will smell and appreciate, there's not a problem bringing a cat into my house, is there?
No.
So, as long as they get long?
Well, yeah, but you can encourage that. It's a whole long process to explain, but for starters, when they see each other, make sure that they give them something good, some tuna, salmon, something, a little bit of something, so they associate one another with something really good. Also, at first, keep the cat in a separate room so the cat gets slowly acclimated to you and the new environment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Steve, that was sensational. Thanks again.
Good luck, Lori. Good luck with the mouse.
You all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's. Should we get one more call in before we talk midlife crisis
for
dogs? Okay.
Sure.
Nancy, let's hear from you. You got a question for Steve Dale?
Yeah, I do. We have a year-old wheat terrier. Mild manner, doesn't bark, doesn't need a lot of affection. Now we got a new puppy wheat terrier. What should we expect from this older dog?
Oh.
How old is the older dog?
A year, just a year.
Oh, that's not that old. So if this dog enjoys other dogs and enjoys playing with other dogs, it'll be great.
Other dogs.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Perfect.
It'll be fun, yeah. And you know what? This is great because you have a mentor. You have a teacher there. So for house training, take the other dog out too when you know the other dog is going to do business. And whenever that happens, reward both dogs. Do everything you possibly can to say, this is the best thing ever. Bring treats with you. And, of course, praise is important too. And what we recently learned from a recent study is that petting the dog is also more reinforcing than we ever thought.
Oh, good to know, Nancy.
He doesn't like a lot of affection.
They do, and the positive.
My old one doesn't. He walks away. You know, he tolerates us for a certain amount of time, then he has to go be by himself.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure, though.
He doesn't bark much either.
Well, maybe he just can't be a talk show host is all. That's all. Don't complain. I get questions all the time.
How do
my
I stop
dog barks too much. You know,
I know. People keep telling me that you're so lucky, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, good luck, Nancy. Good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
She can have a new puppy. How exciting. Hey,
yeah,
that bridge
could encourage the dog to bark if she wants and train the dog to bark when people walk by. But, right, people, you know, I don't know that she really wants that.
Yeah. You know, she made a good point, though, because she brought up 1-year-old, and you said, oh, that's really young. Well, apparently is this midlife crisis for the dogs. I saw this, and I'm going to ask Steve Dale about this, that dogs actually go through some sort of a midlife crisis.
You know, the truth is that I've not heard of that. So dogs do go through sort of a teenage sort of, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Transition, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are difficult times, right, for teenagers?
Yeah, and dogs, you know, puppies, so you've taught them everything, they're doing great, everything is fine, and the dog, depending on the breed and the size of dog, is about 9 or 10 or 11 or 13 months even for a very large dog. And then suddenly you have a monster on your hands who's not listening to you, who almost is intentionally doing the opposite of what you want. So we know that that happens as hormones change, even in dogs that are spayed or neutered. Having said that, you know, I don't doubt the research. I'm not surprised that there's some truth to that, but I've not known too many dogs who go looking for a sports car or something. You know, I don't know quite what they do, but nevertheless, it's okay.
Cruise around in a Lamborghini Gibson's over and over, driving slowly, whistling at the babes.
I've not known a dog to do that yet.
I don't either, but there's something they go through, but it begins at 3, which seems awfully young to me.
Yeah, again, this is based on science, and I'm not going to laugh at science. Having said that, I'd like to see the science replicated somehow because I've not heard of that before.
Okay.
But individual dogs certainly do go through stages, and we know they go through what I'm calling a teenage stage. Other people have other terms for it, but that's essentially what it is.
All right, let's get another call in, and then I know we want to talk about the book you're doing about cats.
Yeah.
And then there's some other stuff we want to talk about. But, Rick, you've got a question for Steve Dale. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. I love the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have a 2-year-old Labradoodle. She's actually 3/4 poodle and 1/4 lab. She's a really great dog, great disposition. She just cannot help herself from licking us or any person who comes near her. And we just...
licking?
Yes, licking. Huh. Just constant.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, it could be appeasement. It could be just she gets attention for it, negative or positive attention, and she still does it just for the attention, even if that attention is, stay away from me. So what I would do is just do the best you can to try to, first, ignore it, and secondly, give her something else to do. So if it's a Labradoodle throwing a tennis ball, she would rather, I'm sure, chase that ball or a squeaky toy rather than lick you. You don't have to do that forever. But if you can give her something or something, you know, like a Kong toy with something in it, so she can go like with low-fat peanut butter inside it and go blah, 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 try to get the peanut butter out.
Yeah.
Right. Focus on that instead.
She's really affectionate. I mean, and she'll sit on your lap and when you try to pet her, I guess that's when it's really super bothersome, you know?
Yeah,
she does like affection. She does like to be petted in that, but she's just constantly licking you while you're doing it.
Because you get people over at the house, and then they're like, she's slobbering on them, right?
Exactly.
You know, the only thing I could tell you to do is to give her something distracting, give her an alternative behavior to focus on. You know, but again, these are the kind of problems I want to hear. The dog that is too quiet and the dog
that loves
to... She
is a wonderful dog. She really
they
is.
Are. Hey, can I ask you a quick question, Rick? We have a doodle, and I was wondering, do you get ear infections? Does your doggy get ear infections?
No, not at all. We had a golden doodle prior to this, and she had a lot of trouble with them, but she hasn't had any issues at all.
Okay. I just wanted to check. All right. Well, good luck with the licking. I hope it subsides.
But I'm glad.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in. You know, hey, I was just mentioning that because I've heard from other golden doodle owners that they get that ear infection, and then it's linked to protein sometimes. So the last thing I thought it was chicken. We have to do chicken-free diets. quickly here. We only have a few seconds remaining.
That's okay.
See, Dale, it always goes so quickly with you, but you got a book about cats out.
Oh, yes. Did you purchase your 40 copies yet?
Not yet. I didn't know.
It is the best book ever about cats. It's called Decoding Your Cat. Actually, it's not my book. I wrote the introduction to the book. It's authored by the members of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists.
Mm.
So these are the ultimate experts in cat behavior who wrote this book, and there are so many misconceptions about cats. Places to go to look for information about cat behavior online. That could be good, but also it can be not so good. So here is information that you know is science, and it's easy to digest.
Okay. I hope your COVID trial goes well.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
You'll find out next week.
We'll find out. Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Steve Dale. Have a good weekend. You too.